Move over, kale. There's a new superfood on the scene. It requires no fresh water or even soil. It's packed with fiber and micronutrients, and it cleans the environment as it grows. And a growing cadre of entrepreneurs think it could help Maine lead a new revolution in American farming. Fred Bever explains about this mystery food.
On a recent and chilly spring day, Peter Fisher is hauling macroalgae from the floating farm he's helped to establish just off the coast.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's starting to look really good.
Fisher and Peter Arnold, one of his partners in a new startup called Maine Fresh Sea Farms, run a skiff around the Damariscotta River, making their weekly harvest of three different types of seaweed, kelp, alaria, and dulse. They winch up a rope that's heavy with waving fronds of filmy, glistening kelp. They first set tiny starter plants near the surface of their two-acre lease here back in September. And now, near the height of the harvesting season, they marvel at the plant's speedy growth, including their stalks, or stipes.
Look at the length of those stipes.
These have been growing really fast.
Boy, they have.
Some of them are well over 10 feet. Looks like.
Fisher, Arnold, and partner Seth Barker are just getting their first full season into gear. This is a second or even third career for each of the trio, all of them older than 65 and experienced one way or another with marine endeavor. They've watched the decline of traditional fisheries, sardines, cod, shrimp, and they see potential for a new coastal enterprise that will harness the ready-made infrastructure and skills of the state's seafaring communities. Arnold says the plan is to exploit a specific niche in the fledgling market for U.S. seaweed, fresh sea greens, as they are calling them, delivered direct to restaurants and retail sellers. For retail consumers in Maine, it's selling for up to $15 a pound.
Right, dry is traditional. Frozen is being explored, but no one was really doing fresh, at least here in this market. So we thought that's an opening. Let's see if we can get a foothold that way. And here we are.
Americans are already familiar with dried seaweed imported from Asia, and foraging for edible seaweeds along the coast is a tradition that dates back centuries. But it's only in the past several years that an active seaweed farming industry has started to emerge here. Some believe it's the forefront of a food revolution.
You know what? Kelp is the new kale. And watch out, because it's coming. And it'll be everywhere, I say, within a decade.
That's Barton Seaver, director of Harvard's Healthy and Sustainable Food Program. He's bullish on seaweeds, to say the least. Their virtues are so many in his eyes. To grow, they require no fertilizer, no pesticides, no fresh water, no arable land. Their nutritional profile is admirable, he says, providing healthy doses of iodine, as well as calcium and other micronutrients, complex proteins, soluble fiber, and those beneficial omega-3 fatty acids. And seaweed's benefits aren't just for us humans. They clean excess nitrogen and phosphorus from the water. Their fast-paced growth means they can quickly sequester carbon dioxide, making them a potential buffer against ocean acidification. Seaver says it's not just a sustainable crop. It's actually restorative.
And that's a very real difference and a major, I think, evolutionary point in the sustainability dialogue. We're not at a point where we're just focused on doing no harm. But we're really beginning to investigate and discover food production methods that allow us to restore and heal environments. And that's exciting. And it's delicious.
I mean, I think it's vegetal, certainly, but I would say it's briny and oceanic. I would definitely, you know, use the word umami.
Mike Wiley, chef and co-owner at Hugo's in Portland, is one of 20-some area restaurateurs who are now buying fresh macroalgae from the Damariscotta River harvest. He says the product's umami, a savory glutamate flavor that's increasingly popular in American cuisine, is a great match for fish and shellfish dishes. The leafier parts, Wiley says, are fairly easy to accept as just another green. But the stipes, which are long, slightly rubbery tubes, require more preparation.
You break it up, slice it really thin. It can provide just the kind of springy texture that you look for in a relish, something that's got a little bit of crunch, a little bit of snap.
The collective American palate may still take some time to fully embrace Maine seaweed, but the industry is expanding. One company, Maine Coast Sea Vegetables, which has been selling dried product for 40 years, last year added capacity with a new processing plant in Hancock. Ocean approved a more recent entry that harvests and freezes kelp, largely for sale to institutions like hospitals and universities, has doubled its business almost every year since 2009. So if the seaweed revolution hasn't quite arrived yet, like the kelp in the Damariscotta River, it's starting to show some pretty rapid growth. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.